Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 28th of April of the year 2020, and happy birthday today to Saddam Hussein. I'm not sure if we should be wishing him a happy birthday, but also a happy birthday to Oskar Schindler. So I feel like he balances out Saddam Hussein in one way or another. Happy death-iversary today to Benito Mussolini, who made the trains run on time and apparently died right on schedule. In history today, Pavarotti made his debut in Milan today in 1965, blowing the minds of people all over the world. Celebrations today include National Great Poetry Reading Day and National Superhero Day. So choose which one it is that you like more, people with muscles or people with good words. Your guest for today is celebrity conspiracist Mr. Tom Ballard. Welcome back to the show. It's been a while since we saw you last, about a week.
It's been a pleasure to be here now, Alice. See, I've got good words and great muscles. Also, everything is a conspiracy. That's my character in this dimension. Don't believe anything that anyone says to you. I need to remind myself of that every time because I've been watching Alice Fraser's Savage on Amazon Prime, which is all part of the conspiracy, man. They're trying to get into your brain, bro. Yeah, and not giving me one of those specials. That's all part of the plan, bro. Jeff Bezos doesn't want my comedy around the world because he knows it's too dangerous, too interesting, and too on point.
They can't handle the truth, Tom Ballard.
Damn right.
Coming up today, we'll be dealing with all the latest in dating news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, the COVID-19 pandemic has been likened to the one in Steven Soderbergh's film Contagion. Now, with Hollywood looking to make a film of the 2020 events, experts are asking, should Soderbergh direct it? And who are the leads? Where and how would they film it? The experts have no answers as yet, and I guess we'll all find out when Hollywood starts up again. Also, many professional sports are struggling through the lockdown, though some are turning to more and more intriguing ways to keep fans interested, from highlighting former games to having their star athletes post training videos from home to having their star athletes show themselves doing embarrassing things on Instagram Live. Is this putting too much pressure on people at home to exercise during lockdown, or should we all just accept that we're all going to slump into gelatinous masses? And rumours of a vaccine coming out of New Zealand developed by the octopus people of New Zealand may or may not be false, depending on which world leader you're listening to. That's all the headlines we have time for right now, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because how else are you going to deal with the fear of death? Would you like to permanently separate from your spouse but don't want to risk the awkward conversation? Introducing Stealth Bricks. For just $9.99 a week, we will deliver one fresh 8x16 30-pound cinder block straight to your door. Every cinder block will come discreetly wrapped and packaged, so your partner will never suspect a thing. Now in a range of stylish colours and textures, all you have to do is relax and gradually wall yourself into whatever room you choose. Choose from daily, weekly, hourly, or monthly subscriptions. Cinder blocks. Stealth bricks. Buy one today.
But surely after a while people will notice the wall. I mean, like, the individual blocks could be as stealthy as you like, but if they're forming some kind of mass that creates a wall that blocks you off from your partner, surely at some point the jig's going to be up, Alice, no?
Well, ideally you just keep texting them not to come in.
Right.
Because you're doing a very loud fart or something. Look, I don't know the precision. Like, I just read the ads, man.
You just take the money from
me. I just take the money and read the ads. I don't understand the logistics. I don't judge the products in any way. I have no moral code or ethical core. If I had an ethical core, I would have done no ads in my whole life except maybe one for Australian avocados. But we all know that's not true. I read multiple ads every single day, and I just cannot bring myself to really question the validity of the products.
Well, I'm sure they're all made by good people with good intentions, so that's fine.
And the good people at Stealth Bricks have done a great favour. They sent me a Stealth Brick for free, just a sample Stealth Brick. I did an unboxing that was deeply unexciting. Are you sick of constantly worrying about COVID-19 and the current pandemic? Try having a man flu. It feels worse than a pandemic, but with none of the risks. Testing for man flu is simple. Are you a man or a man-like person? Do you feel really, really, really sick? Did the COVID test come back negative? Probably man flu, and people just don't understand. As we all know, there is only one cure for man flu, which is half a glass of water. Take half a glass of water and harden the f*** up. Man flu.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Your top story today is dating news. Tom Ballard, you're our dating expert. Tell us what's happening in the world of dating.
Just, sorry, remind me again why I'm the dating expert on this program again, Alice.
Because you understand the inner workings of people, Tom Ballard. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you just...
Yep.
You just... And you put yourself
I
out there.
Laid a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get a lot of...
A
dick.
Lot. Yeah. Sorry, I always forget right? when it's a man, you're allowed to say he has a lot of sex, but if it's a woman, then that's yeah. rude to say.
Well, that would be gross and disgusting, but no, I am a man, and I f*** other men, so that's like sex squared, you know, that's like super horny man sex times itself, so that's why I'm the dating expert, everyone. So just, I'm glad we made that clear.
I wonder why what the logic of it is, the gender double standard. Is it that getting rid of fluids is a positive, but accumulating fluids is a negative?
Yeah, you know, we're much more efficient. We get it done in and out, no f***ing around.
Just in and out once, is it?
Yeah. All right, enough details about my personal life. It's tough. For the single people out there in 2020, Alice, with all the current considerations. I mean, think about it. The saying designed to give single people some small glimmer of hope in their pathetic and lonely lives, there's plenty more fish in the sea, has been made completely redundant. Thanks to overfishing, climate change, and the acidification of the world's oceans, fish populations are rapidly decreasing. Even if there were, in fact, plenty of fish out there, you're not allowed to go try and catch them because of social distancing guidelines. Even if you could go out there and touch them, there's a high risk that you could infect them with coronavirus, because chances are fish can get it. I doubt anyone's been testing fish or looking into the fish coronavirus link. Tigers can get it. Who saw that coming? And plus, if you don't give the coronavirus to the fish will probably give something to you. After all, Alice, the sea is the wettest market of all. Now, it must be difficult. Pretty happy with that. It must be difficult. It's hard for all of us to resist the allure of other horny singles.
Also, importantly, when people say there are many more fish in the sea, I'm not looking to date fish. Just saying.
Oh, it's kind of like operating on a metaphor kind of level?
Yeah, except Jason Momoa in Aquaman.
Okay, you'll accept that. All right, no fish for Alice. Although, you know, beggars can't be choosers. But it must be difficult. It's hard for all of us to resist the allure of other horny singles, particularly those that are in your area. Of course, now touching people in their areas is against the law, unless you can somehow reach that person's area from 1.5 metres away. In which case, congratulations. Call me. Now, some people have still taken to continue the dating through Zooms and Skypes. Have you seen this, Alice? People are still going on first dates via video conferencing.
Yeah, into that. Very romantic.
I think it's a fantastic solution. I think it's really nice. Let's role play a little bit, Alice, okay? Let's just give listeners an idea exactly of what it might be like going on one of these virtual dates, okay? You play Alice, I'll play Tom.
Okay, so we're on a video conferencing service of some sort?
Yep.
All right. Hello, Tom. Nice to meet you. I'm Alice.
Sorry, what?
I'm Alice.
Cut. Connect. What? Dog shit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Kello, can you hear me?
Fucking bullshit.
No, I'm... Look, it's just
that...
No, I just wanted to... I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
What?
You look nice.
You think we should... What, you think we should break up? This is our first date. God, you're a bitch.
Oh.
I mean, that's just the kind of taste of how it might go down. So people can give that a go. but if there are other lonely single people out there currently trapped inside a house with family members, don't worry, there is a solution.
What's the solution?
Incest, Alice.
No.
Consensual, beautiful incest.
No.
What?
No.
You probably haven't viewed any of your family members in a sexual way before. But hey, these are unprecedented times and we're all in this together.
No, so Tom Ballard, I'm not royalty.
In... Look, if nothing else, a week-long fling with your cousin, brother, sister, or grandfather will remind you that relationships can often be pretty disappointing, and you'll probably be just as happy having a bit of more self-isolation time, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I don't know what you mean. I don't know what... I don't want to know what you mean, Tom, but I never know what you mean, and I never want to.
Masturbation. I mean, wanking. I mean, masturbation and wanking. That's the tough story, Alice.
What? And that's all we have time for the top story for today, because now... It's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice, guest, that's you today, Tom, and usually silent...
Hello.
Hello. And the usually silent Christopher D. Skinner. As I so often do, the other day I listened to a recent episode while walking my dog in the morning. Oh, show off. At the exact moment that my dog finished doing her business... Not her budding yoga instruction YouTube channel, but rather her nature business, some sort of flower packaging system. You and the outrageously...
Shitting. I believe the writer means shitting, Alice.
Important. Putting a poo out of her butthole.
Yes, I meant wanking before, but this person here means shitting.
Yep. Good. Thanks that you linked those two concepts in my mind. I'm never going to be able to do either of those things again. You and the outrageously famous and successful Andrew Zaltzman described a political situation as a bit of a shit show. I stood there using a plastic bag to collect the literal shit show and thought, why don't we try electing dogs instead? They're loyal, they're full of love, they perform all kinds of jobs already like guarding, shepherding, bomb sniffing, butt sniffing, barking at random sounds and small animals, and online yoga instruction. Please either tell me why this is a bad idea or help me get it off the ground. Thank you for your help. Cheers, Adam in the USA and his dog, Jackie. Tom Ballard, what have you got to say to this, Adam?
Well, of course, I personally believe that many dogs have been president in the past, just that we haven't been told about them. FDR, for example, both had polio and was a dog. Not many people know that. That was covered up by by the CIA. JFK killed by a dog. I don't know if people know that as well. That footage was released recently, and we all found out the truth about his assassination. I think dogs do a pretty good job. You're right. They are pretty loyal. They're pretty friendly, and they tend to love everyone they come across, whether that be, you know, our allies or Saudi Arabia. So maybe, perhaps with the current state of things, having a dog in charge wouldn't make much of a difference, Alice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for it, as Adam made that terrible wordplay. No, look, I think we could do worse. We could probably do better. I suggest we elect people. I feel like we haven't tried that yet. Just normal people.
That's appealing to the, you know, people base.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, an obvious tactic. But I think we really need to change the electoral map across the world, and that means bringing out other species into the primary process.
Well, I mean, I feel like, you know, the problem with democracy is that the people who end up doing politics are the people who pursue a career in politics, and those are people who are either, like, deeply cynical or hopelessly naive, neither of whom I want running the country.
Hey, it works for New Zealand, okay? They're pretty close to getting a vaccine for coronavirus, so who are we to judge?
True. That's all we have.
Aha! Snooking you with your own bullshit, Fraser.
Are you a dog? Only dogs play snooker. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Please subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day. What wonder technology is. And we have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news. If you have not done so before, please listen back to those previous episodes because they'll make these ones make more sense. Your co-host for today, my guest, was Mr. Tom Ballard. Tom, have you got anything to plug?
Questioning authority. Always like to plug that. Never believe anything. Fake news, including this podcast. My podcast is the only true one out there. It's called Like I'm a Six-Year-Old with Tom Ballard. Sees me talk to people about politics and the state of the world. It's the only place where truth lives.
Thank you so much. Look that up. Like I'm a Six-Year-Old. And The Last Post is a something else. Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. My special Savage is now available on Amazon Prime. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. As always, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Carbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.